All right, guys. We're here. We have this podcast. We got to do this. We have to keep it a little bit cleaner because apparently it's live in front of kids. Thanks.
Did not expect that.
Yeah, I didn't expect that either. So just get all the fucks out right now.
Joan Rivers is dead.
Cunt fills smegma inside of a pool of liquid ass.
You know smegma. Cause it's their time. Their time. Up there. Down here it's our time. It's our time down here.
You say that I'm eccentric, but it's really kinda cool with me. The evening is electric, so let's light up our eternity.
This is our time to light up the sky. Dancing with the devil cause it keeps me alive. Hold your breath cause we're coming to your town. Never see the sun cause we're rolling it down. This is our time to light up the sky. Dancing with the devil cause it keeps me alive. Hold your breath cause we're coming to your town. Never see the sun cause we're rolling it down.
Hey guys, it's Lush Dead Podcast.
Yo.
And we're kind of live.
Hello everyone.
Hello, everyone that left.
we're playing for the planes.
What is that?
Yeah. Got like strong.
Factor leaves.
We got some insects in the house.
Oh, nice.
We got some insects in the house, like I said. Yeah. Got some birds.
Still better than the Will Smith concert, am I right?
I don't know. I've never been.
Welcome to the Left for Ted podcast, the newly renovated Left for Ted podcast, as we're calling it, L for T Prime Time.
Yes. With mics. Like,
after this, we're going to be throwing it over to Sportscast Prime. So, you know, big, big show.
Yes.
So let's get the comedy out of the way first.
Comedy.
Comedy, yeah. Because that's what we do. It's comedy.
Comedy.
Comedy, yes.
Okay.
So,
comedy.
Might be crude to some people, but it's comedy to us. Yeah. So, Mitch, we're going to talk about Bob Schmagma.
That's my answer.
That actually should bring us into...
Speaking of an interesting thing. Funny topic. Jamie has a birthmark over by her underarm. So her dad, for the longest time, was like, you know, got a little schmegma. She had to go under there, not knowing the consequences. Congratulations, Jamie. You got sperm.
I don't want to be in the middle of this Luffer squirrel.
Dance.
Okay. So, all right, we have a new segment right now. What's your poison? So that's basically, what the fuck are you guys drinking?
I have a nice blend of Arizona iced tea. No ice.
I second that notion. That's exactly what I have.
I got a monster.
I finished an Arnold Palmer before.
Did you try the Ultra Black Monster?
No.
It's really good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hopefully, when we're actually with an audience, we'll have real drinks instead of this stuff. And hopefully, they'll be like, yeah! Oh, damn! Bye-bye!
The one night we go, it's like an Alcohol Anonymous meeting.
Why would they have an Alcohol Anonymous meeting?
At a bar.
You guys need to try refreshments. There's plenty of beer and hard liquor up there. Mm-hmm.
We're not drinking, you jerk.
I'll have a Bud Light tomorrow.
Oh, then I have a water.
Coke and rum tomorrow.
So, yeah, hopefully we'll also be getting, we'll be like, yes, a screwdriver. And then you guys are looking at me like, I got hard beer. Like, I got beer. Why do you get a free drink?
I got a water.
What's the appropriate distance to talk? Should I stand like right here? Or like?
Not right there. You don't want to be flating the mic.
That's what I was about to say.
Flaring the mic.
So.
Looks like I should turn it up a little bit, but. There we go.
Sounds fine.
See, the intro welcome shouldn't take this long.
It shouldn't, but that's why we're on. What's your poison?
Oh, you're right.
Actually, it should.
Yeah.
Stay corrected.
Again, the last time we were like under.
Yeah,
so we have to expand it a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But now we have four people, so. Hopefully that will give us that half an hour that we need of random talk and making people laugh.
All right.
Our aim right now is to make Jamie laugh.
Which we failed at.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, she's laughing right now.
Jamie, knock, knock.
Knock,
knock. Knock, knock. Kyle. Move. That gets it.
You can't take the pressure.
Mitch.
This is Mitch's mental breakdown. It's brought to you by...
Mitch's joke goes like this. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
No.
I got one.
Done.
Jane, knock, knock. You're... You're a faggot.
When she falls off and hits you, what will you do with the iPad?
I know. Kind of need that.
Why don't you be pretty much LGBT, like, thing? No left for dead. Oh, dude, I got a joke for you guys up here. Knock, knock.
Anytime you want to run us off the stage, I'd have
to.
Just throw off.
Drop the mic. Just run. Start the car, guys.
All right, so, we have a new segment, but we don't have an audience right now, called Us Against Humanity. It's basically we take, you know, Cards Against Humanity cards and ask the questions and ask you guys to tweet us your answers, whatever you want, you know. It can be as funny as you want. Tonight's question is blank the other white meat. So
can we answer? And
we will answer it at the end of the show.
Okay.
But the audience right now will be able to tweet their answer.
Think about
and,
that.
Let us know exactly what their answer is.
What's your answer for blank the other white meat? Think about it for the end of the show.
Yeah. Fill in the blank. You know, we also have this other new one, socially awkward. So we get to talk to, we'll get some emails in. I actually wrote the first email.
We should do for socially awkward as our, like, starter thing, just sound really awkward, like, at, like, long pauses. This.
Hi, this is the Left 4 Dead podcast. And, excuse me.
And this is socially awkward.
This is
socially awkward.
All right, sounds so, like a good play show on the table. Kid with Down syndrome, good play show.
So, we get some emails. Hopefully, some people in the crowd have sent us some emails, and we can talk to them. This week's emails come from different people, actually, all up and down the East Coast. The first one is actually from me, because it was my uncle's birthday, my uncle BJ.
He's getting BJ.
That's not his actual... That is his actual name, BJ. He was adopted.
Uncle BJ.
Was there a reason for that?
I don't know.
Sperm went in my
family. He has no arm, so make up your own jokes. But he's the one who introduced me to wrestling. So can you guys, as Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Randy Savage, say happy birthday to Michael BJ, who has no arms?
Well, let me tell you something, Stubby. I got a joke for you, brother.
Oh, my God.
Well, let me tell you something, Stubby. What you gonna do when Hulkamania runs wild on you? I was about to say, you could give me the three stiff right arms, but you can't give me those. So you can give me the big boot and then the leg drop, brother. Happy birthday, dude.
Oh, yeah. Just climb up on the top ropes. Not an elbow, but a shoulder. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday,
Snap it to a Slim Jim. First Macho Man, he needs arms to actually climb up to the top rope. What you gonna do, brother? He's gonna stub his way to the top.
Use your teeth. Oh, yeah.
Nice. Guys, making fun of Michael's pain.
You said it.
I felt bad at improv.
I know the struggle, brother. Let me tell you something. Don't tell me about the pain. I feel the pain every day when I look at my daughter's ass and say, man, I wish she wasn't my daughter so I can plow that, brother. Why do you think I'm married or dating somebody who looks exactly like my daughter, brother? I'm plowing on like, ooh, brother.
I'm doing a super drop every day from the sky.
Jesus Christ.
This is actually awesome.
All right, our next one is...
That's pretty creative, John.
Let's see. John from New Haven wants me to explain what this show is all about.
Yeah, I emailed you asking him, like, Kermit.
You're not from New Haven? From Hamden, you bastard. Liar.
Well, if you're from Hamden, you're technically from New Haven.
I hate
that's the only place you could be born in.
You're a liar. Yeah. I can't believe you do that.
Yeah, but I'm not reefing.
Oh, my God. what you guys doing over there? Come on. This show is all about, you know, us just going off on tangents for no fucking reason. That's what it is. As Kermit the Frog would say, go fuck yourself. Hey, I got a little joke for you guys. What's a small green that smells like pork?
Your tits.
My dick. Alright, it's Left for Dead Podcast. Yay!
What's
the next one, yeah.
If your uncle fights me at Side Street, I know why. Well, he needs fists to fight, right? Sorry.
He'll bite the shit out of
you. He's in that new movie with Dave Bautista, Kickboxer.
So he's going to be the new character for Tekken, huh? Yeah.
So, let's see. Martina asks, what our thoughts on Star Wars Episode 7 are. And our next one is what drinks? Does anyone care about Episode 7?
Get off my plane!
I mean, get off my starship,
Millennium Falcon. There we go.
Episode 7 is a movie that I'll watch, but like, there's no hype. But I'll just watch it because, you know, might as well.
Unless Harrison Ford is playing his regular self.
$5 Tuesday sounds good enough.
So, is he actually on board as Han?
Yes. So I'm playing Han Solo, and I fly around on the Millennium Falcon, and
get off my plane.
Get off my plane.
You ever notice that Harrison Ford and Vince McMahon sound almost exactly like when you did the...
Get off my plane. You're fired.
Hey, yeah, it's Herman T. from Florida. He asked us, what drinks do you recommend listeners to indulge in while enjoying the podcast?
Ruby Colada.
Well, I suggest for our older ones, it's definitely an energy drink, because those shits are long as hell, so...
an energy drink.
A Red Bull with vodka.
Children's Tears. It's your divorce.
How about Jane? What do you recommend?
Cookie
Dough's
vodka.
Bottle of
tequila.
Oh, fucking bottle?
All right. I know there's a video of a guy chugging.
I recommend water.
Chugging JD, for crying out loud.
Testing hydrated.
He did that too?
Oh, I recommend water too.
Yeah. Oh.
What? Oh, Shoe Nice.
That's a beast.
He kills everything, and his after videos are hysterical. There's one last night where I watched him. He chugged a whole bottle of Absinthe, and then like it was later today. Like it was like a 30-minute thing of him like going like drunk, like
pressing buttons.
Was that an Asian thing? Like,
stop putting your boobs on the damn thing.
So
if you have to put your boobs on the damn thing, wait until we have an audience on the set.
Yeah, I'll stay, brother. But wait a minute, you don't look like my daughter. Never mind, dude.
So, I think Absinthe is actually a good one. If you get the right stuff from, like, Amsterdam and you hallucinate, chase the green fairy.
What is they try to murder us?
You know what actually worked? We said that joke and we had an audience and John was in this green man suit. They can chase the green fairy.
But
you're gonna get a robot.
Those are questions. So if you want to send them, our email is l4tpodcast@gmail.com. Or message us on our Facebook, you know. Left for Dead. We'll take any type of questions,
or
really.
Or Twitter.
We'll take any type of questions.
At @comofabuse on Twitter.
I'm down for the ones that are like...
I'm down for whatever.
I'm down for the ones that are really...
I watch it.
Gay?
I'm definitely down for a Q&A. I got my one, too. You know, somebody from Quinnipiac's like, you're gay. And I'm like, yeah, well, guess what? Can't spell queer without Q-U. Faggot.
Alright, so, we're bringing back this week's playlist. We don't have any intro music for any of this stuff right now. We probably should.
Just play some random, dude.
Like some migration.
close my eyes.
So what are you guys listening to? Or what did you listen to?
I've been listening to the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, like forever. So I just sleep. I'll wake up in the morning and play Come Get Your Love and pretend that I'm Peter Quill, walking around Morag.
What do you listen to, James? Just one song. It doesn't have to be. What's the recent song?
Work It Out by Knox Hamilton.
Anybody else?
A song by a rapper named Zero, named, called I Was Sad, or I'm Sad. It's not that depressing.
Arcade Fire, ready to start. It was randomly on the radio when I was just drove home. So I'm like, oh, wow.
I had my phone, I could check.
104.1 actually played something that's not Nirvana every other song, so why not?
I see. I dusted off one of those old songs by Styles P, Alone in the Streets.
Yeah, seriously, like songs that usually aren't mainstream coming up on that, I'm like, oh wow.
I have not listened to the radio once in my car.
Okay.
Have an aux cable. I have new songs every single week because I always have subscribed on YouTube.
Oh, lucky.
And they just keep on. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It would be nice to have that, or an iPod, or Sirius satellite. I have to listen to commercial radio.
I have that in my car. Like, I have the aux cable in my car, and I still just listen to freaking 991 PLR for whatever reason.
Like, if I didn't have new music, I would definitely listen to the radio a lot more. But, yeah.
No, you're better off not listening to the radio. It's so commercialized and everything. It's such shit nowadays.
I've been listening to talk radio.
Nice. Alright,
it's that time.
It's that time.
It's about that time.
Once again, for everybody to come aboard the
big names, I guess.
Including one just recently, right?
Like 23 minutes ago. All right, so
that's how many years she should have been dead like a long time ago, right?
But let's start off with that one.
Too soon?
Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers died. She was in a coma for like 4 days, so it's not really that surprising. She was 81.
I've heard that she was in a coma and she was in intensive care. How the hell did she get in this coma to begin with?
I have no idea. Plastic poisoning? Oh, what? She was getting throat surgery? That's how she made her living.
Cardiac.
I did it.
It's her. She's one of us.
I'm sorry, Joan. You're a beautiful lady. I was going to call you a young lady, but you weren't really. But.
Beautiful lady, like Barbie is a beautiful lady. But
I wonder where they're gonna go with Fashion Police now that she's dead. Were they gonna give it to her daughter?
Scrap her skeleton.
Joan Rivers.
Unfortunately, Joan Rivers is the only person that could die, and they could use her actual body in the wax museum.
It'll be preserved in everything.
Seriously, Ari was preserved, right? Like,
yeah.
With all this
she's basically made of plastic. That shit won't rot.
I just have to go in and touch up her makeup every once in a while.
Oh, Madame Tussauds sounds like shit, man. Oh, she's doing my job for me.
Exactly.
Who do you think's more plastic? Her, Cher, or Suzanne Summers?
Suzanne Summers.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Suzanne Summers. I'm going to agree with that.
Probably going to be Suzanne Summers. Because, I mean, remember when she used to do the Ab Master, like, infomercials? Or the, remember Would you just be like doing the app master and then you realize that they just digitally animated the app master in?
Yeah.
Her, she just, because of all the plastic, she could not put her legs down, like, together.
Jesus Christ.
What was she doing, the app master in like 1775?
Or the thigh master, that was the one with the thigh master one.
Her and Chuck Norris? No, that was Christine Brinkley.
Oh, remember when she was like, you know, she did the Brady Bunch sequel with Patrick Duffy? Step by step.
Yeah. Whenever I think of Patrick Duffy, I think of that stupid South Park episode where he's a foot of scuttlebutt.
Scuttlebutt.
He's going to weep us in the wicker basket.
Haven't you ever heard the story of scuttlebutt?
Alright. So moving on from plastic people. Jimmy Jamison.
Sounds like a porn star name. Just throw it out there.
Yes, definitely.
Jimmy, yeah. Well, close enough.
JJ Long did it.
I'm not sure. Jamie, do we have Eye of the Tiger on there? No. Okay.
Jimmy Jamison.
He was from Survivor, the guys who did Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He died of a load of semen in his stomach.
Jesus.
He died of a suspected heart attack.
From semen.
Then Stan Goldberg died. Stan Goldberg, best known for the Archie comics.
Oh, Stan Goldberg.
But yeah, he did a lot of the Archie stuff. But he also was the guy who gave Spider-Man, the Fantastic Four, and some of the other Marvel characters their colors.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw, the Spider-Man needs to be red and blue. I'm Stan Goldberg.
Well, damn, you could have done better.
All right, Archie, comic books.
We should start including how he died.
Stroke.
Oh, good job.
Fantastic Four, they're going to be white and blue.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, my gas. Let me write you a Fantastic Four.
I'm just going to let John go with this.
Fantastic Four, the colors are going to be white and blue. The color of the Jerusalem flag, or whatever it's called. Yeah. Oh, my ulcers are killing me.
Stan, you gotta be finished before the Sabbath.
Oh, come on, Miriam. I'm done with this. You're killing me.
We gotta go see Chaim. He's just finishing college.
What's the point you're putting out, Miriam? That's what I thought. You haven't put out since August of 1975.
He's your son, Stan.
He's a grown man, Miriam. I'm a grown man, too, with needs. And you haven't needed me since August of 1975.
That's not true.
Where's my blowjob, Mary? I'm just asking.
You know I can't do it. I gotta spit.
Oh, what's
it? I can't swallow. It's in the Torah.
And the next is the gas. I gas. Got gas, too, but I'm still put out.
So moving on.
He loves that Archie more than me. Betty and Veronica.
Okay, this last
little. I know. This Goldberg family reunion is brought to you by Mel Gibson.
All right. So, guys, we used to have the movie Rama. We used to have the Gaming Corner, but Ryan's not here right now. Unfortunately, Ryan won't be with us when we do the actual podcast at Side Street, the live show. We're kind of combining everything into something called Nerd's Words.
Nerd Words.
That works. So, like, you know, we are geeks, and we like to talk about the geek stuff that's going on.
Why can't
we
do, like, the Jews?
Aw, nerd wars. Aw.
I think we should get some, like, sound clip of something, like, nerdy or geeky or whatever. Like, do, like, a mashup.
You know what we should do? We should do the, We should get something of Sheldon from, like, Big Bang Theory or something like that.
Bazinga.
Yeah,
Bazinga.
Or, like, when he does the laugh.
We might have Bazinga.
Bazinga.
That short of breath laugh.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be perfect for it.
I just blew your girlfriend's mind.
Bazinga.
There we go.
As long as you're not blowing anything else.
Inappropriate.
At least she'd be blowing somebody, right?
Alright, so, do we have any fans of the Boondock Saints?
The first one.
They're on my list to watch on Netflix.
Thank you. I'm the only one. I've never seen Boondocks, too. Like I told you, I hear good things about the first one. A bunch of friends I know, one of them is one of his favorite movies. So.
Mine, too.
There's two films. There's Boondock Saints and then Boondock Saints, All Saints Day.
Does it have the typical sequel not live up to the first one's potential?
Oh, no. The second one is hilariously bad.
Whenever I think of Boondocks, I just think of the freaking cartoon now. So when I think of Boondock Saints, it just sounds like a Boondocks cartoon.
It does,
short film or something like that from it.
Yeah. But, no, this one stars Norman Reedus, who everyone's favorite zombie killer, Daryl Dixon. And Sean Patrick Flannery, whose biggest claim to fame other than this is Days of Our Lives, I think. Or no, The Young and the Restless.
Speedy. So. Like I said, we should discuss that one time, too. Speaking of Daryl Dixon, from the writers might think he likes the Dixon, so.
I get a Dixon.
Did you really?
Come on, Jamie. You're supposed to be the sound girl.
No, seriously, where are our laughs? Where are our laughs?
I can do without the dome.
Yeah, I know, right? That doesn't, help us out.
So I've been practicing for this one. Liam Neeson has said,
I would like to play Ra's al Ghul again.
You see a trailer for Taken 3?
Took it.
I haven't been taken this time. I've been taken.
Oh, also he's getting taken?
I think. Wasn't that the second?
I don't know. It's a movie that was just taken, but it's not taken. It's weird. It's almost the same as plot. He's talking on the phone, too, in the trailer.
So,
he can't talk on the phone.
I need you to do one thing for me.
What did he talk on?
I need you to find me.
He's over Skype.
And you have to promise that you will find me, no matter what.
We need to learn how to talk over each other. Because I'm sure what Nick just said was hilarious. But
they can say a thing from Taken?
I don't know.
No, well, something like that. It's kind of like a reverse.
He basically just said everything that Liam Neeson says in every, Taken.
In a reverse, setting. I could say it if you want.
Yeah, let's do it. Right.
But,
so I was like, I'm going to need you to find me. You've got to promise you'll find me no matter what. Promise me this. Please.
Okay, I got the reverse. Yeah, so he's Taken.
Yeah, he is Taken. But I'm not sure if that's what's
So,
there's more enthusiasm. For the second time, it's kind of hard to
know. Maybe Wes said was funny too. Well, John Wes said.
He talked about the boot like Taken, call it Token.
I like that.
Liam Neeson wants to play Ra's al Ghul on Arrow.
That's cool. I like when big name stars play on TV shows.
Yeah. But it's just
especially when they go back to the roots, something like that. Because, most of these guys start off in the theater or on television on the small screen, too. It's always cool when some of them go back to their, original.
Look at Ice-T.
Ironically
enough, with the
guy that wrote Cop Killer plays a cop.
And, one of the least, what was his name? Finn, what?
Finn Tutuola.
Yeah, it's such a random name. I'm sitting there that's not a black name.
That's his name on the show?
Yeah, Finn Tutuola.
Finn.
It's something. I forgot what it was. They mentioned what it is in the show.
Black people don't swim. Why was his name Finn?
Fuck you, I can swim.
You can, do you?
Do I?
That's two different things.
Yes, that's two different things. You can't ask.
I picked the third. I'm sorry, I banged the
table. I passed that goddamn survival test in high school, damn it.
No more banging.
Yeah, no more. Stop banging.
That actually sounded good.
Stop
mine was bad because mine's in the end.
You can tell a black man to stop banging.
That's very true. Stop gaming.
I was trying to think of sexual content.
I also thought you meant gaming.
Oh, no.
Because banging is not associated with black people, but gaming is.
Oh, God. Forget it.
Or it can go both ways. Just ask,
maybe we're game banging.
From Ari or from Sean Kemp.
I need better posture.
So
I mean, for sitting.
Yeah, guys.
Come back here. Oh, nice. It's perfect.
Yeah. So, guys, you heard about CeeLo Green's new song? Would you like me to sing a little bit for you?
I would like to hear it.
Yeah. I've seen you sleeping right there, and you're drunk as fuck. I'm gonna rape you. I got some roofies in my pocket in case you wake up. I'm gonna rape you.
And rape him too. And guy goes, what? Pointer, like,
why me?
Yeah, so apparently CeeLo Green says if a woman's asleep with him, that is consent enough for him to be able to have intercourse with said woman, even if he supplied her with the ecstasy that made her fall asleep. Yeah, so apparently, you know, if you take a girl home and, you know, while she's on roofies, that's cool, it's consent. That's not date rape at all, according to CeeLo Green. Nah, of course not.
That's absurd.
Look at her.
She's
accepting.
I have...
obviously, she
didn't
say no.
There's like a joke there somewhere that I want to go for, but like I can't find it. You be the judge, audience.
You can't find a rape joke?
No.
No, rape isn't funny. That's why.
I'm trying to make a gay rape joke, but...
We have a conscience.
Wow. But we have... I'm a little bit surprised, too. I thought, like, we were going to someplace...
Where do you guys draw the line?
I don't have one.
Young enough to pee.
Thank you, CeeLo.
There you go.
I mean, like, as far as making jokes, not, like, doing things yourself.
Oh, making... Where's the line go?
I draw the line at making a joke that will affect somebody who's going through a similar situation at that time. Let's say somebody, like, mom just died. I'm not going to make a mom joke to that person knowing their mom just died. That's my line.
Yeah, I can understand where it's coming from.
It depends on how badly somebody pisses me off.
Nah, because then, like, that's fighting.
Yeah, because I'm not going to go so like, hey, guess what's funny, your mom died. It's like, you're right in their face, and they did it. It's going to be terrible.
You know,
I would expect to get punched in the face at that point. Like, all right, I had it coming. Like,
yeah,
exactly.
You know what sucks? What? The maggots in your mom's skull.
I mean, let's be honest. We're not making beheading jokes right now. Like Fox did. All right, you guys heard about that, right? Fox, Fox started making beheading jokes to pump up the new season of Sleepy Hollow just after that tape was released from ISIS.
That's such a bad timing. They're probably so proud of themselves.
No, they're...
I mean, in the room where they were thinking of the ideas, they were like, yeah. It's going to put everybody in. They're going to lose their shit. And then everybody lost their shit over the beheading. And they're like,
I'm like, well, we blew our lot of this one.
That's just like the, what's that movie with the mob movie that had, Gangster Squad?
Oh, yeah.
The night, when the trailer was dropped in the movie theater, it was the same night of the Batman shooting. And in the movie theater trailer, because I was in the movie theater, there's a scene where they shot the movie theater.
Yeah.
And they had to pull the trailer because it's the exact same day.
They actually had to pull the movie.
Yeah.
Because the movie was going to actually come out like 3 weeks later or something like that. And they pushed back the movie because they reshot that scene. So it didn't happen in the movie theater.
It might have been a good scene. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Instead it happened in Disney. They're like, we got this.
All right. So, also, let's see. Pretty much everyone knows about Minecraft. I know we all work retail and we get those little kids.
I want a Minecraft shirt.
Yes.
It's like the boy version of Frozen.
You know, though,
point.
Pretty much.
I feel with Minecraft, I should get into it, but like, I feel like that ship's already sailed and passed me. Unfortunately, enough because like, when I go on vacation, like Jersey Jane, there are these kids who usually stay there, and there's a Jerry Sandusky molestation joke in there somewhere. And I'll leave you guys for that, but. One of them has, like, Minecraft on his iPad, and it looks cool. It really does. So I just feel like that boat kind of sailed on me. And
I'm telling you, John. Split screen Minecraft, you and Jamie, game over.
Actually, yeah. No, the Xbox version is really easy to get into. The iPad version I've played, not so easy to get into.
Is the in the Xbox, do they still have, like, the Ender Dragon and all that stuff?
Yep. Yeah, it's really fun, and it's less painful than Legos. So, but Minecraft for the Xbox One, they said they were going to release in August. Never got released. And we're in September now. They say it's going to be released Friday. Or today.
Friday?
If you're listening when I post this.
Because I can get behind something that, like, it's a really stupid concept that, like, I'll spend hours.
Yeah, that's once you like, the first thing in Minecraft you realize is that like when you build your first house out of like mud blocks, you're like, fuck it, this is my creation. And you're so psyched, you're really super fun. And then, let's say, you know, 100 hours later, you're like, the game sucks.
Because that's what I feel about. I feel like, I mean, I could time sync myself into a stupid ass game. Like, this is a guy who spent hundreds and hundreds of hours playing The Sims. I'm like, this is awesome. And then, like, I had to reevaluate my life afterwards. I'm like, wait a minute.
Speaking of the Sims, why am I playing a life?
Why am I playing this person's life where I should be taking care of my own life? This is retarded.
Did you guys hear about The Sims 4?
No.
How they took out toddlers and pools?
Yeah. So you can't have pools and you can't have toddlers.
Why?
Well, they were adding so much stuff, they decided they needed to cut back. So they cut back on kids and pools.
But toddlers and pools go together so well.
Yeah.
So I can't drown my toddler in a pool? Is that what you're saying?
Everybody knows the pool is the best way to kill a sim. You just take out the ladder.
Especially a toddler sim.
Yeah.
Oh, look, little Johnny's going for the pool.
Bye.
I go for the nuclear.
I prefer the... Trying to have them cook without having a cooking skill. And having them set the house on fire.
They also took out firefighters.
They did?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to burn. What's your favorite sim-related death?
Mine will be enclosing them in a tight space and watching them just die of everything.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Because like, they get so sad to like... and they eventually just drop dead.
I would have to say fire.
John was playing favorites.
You just go through and they light on fire. You just light them on fire and put them in a room that there's no water and just watch them run around. Then every once in a while you open the door, there's the pool, but not anymore.
I like the one where I just like make this random, really, really long house of stuff, just walls for like creepy pictures and stuff, and I just walk back and forth. They don't know what to do. It's kind of like. We really need to evaluate ourselves, guys, with this. This is, like, terrible.
Yeah.
That's another time to, like, force up a nuclear fence and watch the whole town burn.
You have to be closer to the mic.
Yeah, so...
I can hear myself.
Just fine.
Yeah, you can, but I'm not getting that much audio on here. So...
How about you, Jay? What's your favorite sim?
I'm not connected to the computer.
So...
Okay.
I'm not sick like you guys and killed off my Sims like that.
Because you are.
All right. Also, let's see, what else do I have written up here?
Oh, I've been waiting for this WWE.
I also have two things I didn't write up here that I forgot about. But you want to take this one, John?
WWE is trying very hard to pick up their ratings because they do, because their last shows after SummerSlam have been really terrible. They've invited openly gay football player Michael Sam because, you know, according to Mike, you know, they heard from hearsay that Raw's the only thing he'll ever do. Thank you. But... they want him to talk about his recent departure from the Rams. They want him to come on and basically be like a special guest and stuff. You know, and as Ted Elquin put it, all their hopes that we'll all forget about the recently poorly written storylines. Will he accept it? Who knows? Like, this is an obvious, like, ratings grab.
Yeah, I think
they should do it. I mean, like, if with the Cowboys shown, like, yeah, this is news. Just why not do
they
it?
They can't get any worse right now. So.
Yes, thank you. That's what I feel. I'm like, your last couple of shows have been really, really bad, so why not?
Yeah, the one right after SummerSlam was good. That's a really good wrestling. And then everything just went on. Not even a slow decline. It was like, you know, CeeLo Green's probably stocks the other way.
Let me tell you, I like watching because there's a guy who posts them on YouTube. If posting on that were legal, but I don't catch them all on Monday, so I'll like watch them. In the last like 3 weeks, I don't remember a single thing. It's like I just zone out by watching it on my Kindle. I'm like, wait, what? Like, it's just terrible. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's a chore now for me to watch it. I don't feel like this. I like wrestling. It shouldn't be a chore for me to be able to watch.
You're like my dad. My dad watches it, but he doesn't enjoy it. He just watches because he watched for so long.
I mean, like, why? Why would I?
I give up.
There's nowhere else to go but up now, really, for wrestling.
Well, you can still go a little bit more.
You can still go further down.
Canceled. Canceled.
They still got dumb fans that'll watch, so no, they won't be.
They have
so, would that sound like a...
It's good for the kids.
I have a feeling that would be an unintentional comedy right there. Raw, featuring Michael Cera. That's like a point.
Only if he comes out in the Eddie Murphy Raw outfit.
Michael Sam loves sax.
Yeah.
Just can go both ways.
Not like him.
No. So true.
All right. One thing. I didn't write it up here, but just recently, they were talking to Al Pacino about what some of his favorite movies are. Al Pacino goes, "Well, I'll tell you, this Guardians of the Galaxy, it's a great movie. It's like Shakespeare in space."
Is that what he really said?
That's what he said. All right.
Wow. No. Oh, you're exaggerating that for a little bit. It's like, wow.
He also said that he'd love to be in a Marvel movie because he really likes the Marvel movies.
He could be Guard number two.
He could be Scarface. Why not just put him in there?
But no, you can see different characters who he could be. But they were saying, you know, since he was talking about Guardians of the Galaxy, what if he was in Guardians of the Galaxy? I can see it right now.
Gamora! I gotta tell you something. You got a great ass!
That's him being Groot.
that's just the translation of Groot. That's just the translation of it.
Seriously. Al Pacino as, as Adam Warlock.
If I was ever to see Al Pacino in, like, a Marvel movie, I could picture him being, like, a gang boss in, like, a fashion movie, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, realistically speaking.
You mean, like, when he was the gang boss in Dick Tracy?
I totally forgot about that.
I definitely forgot about that.
Totally forgot about Dick Tracy. He was with Warren Beatty.
With Warren Beatty. And Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna was in that movie.
Dustin Hoffman was in that movie. I've never seen it. You had to get that close to the mic.
Yes.
Dick Tracy, based on the comics that are still running the paper.
Did you like the movie?
Dick Tracy?
Yeah.
I thought it was very well, the style of it is awesome. Warren Beatty is all right. Madonna is not needed. They could have gotten an actress.
Oh, so you're saying Warren Beatty's passable?
Yeah.
But that's at the time when Madonna was like really.
She was big around that time.
Yeah, so.
I enjoyed being outside.
There wasn't nice. that one that big. So it's nice to place her on the time.
It's not so cramped. Our legs aren't touching. Barely.
So what Marvel movie, or like what movie would you picture Al Pacino in? Not a Marvel movie.
I would have to go, he would have to be a bad guy. I think, you know, they kind of missed out on Thanos. If he was the voice of Thanos, that'd be awesome.
Now let me tell you something. I need you to get me that Infinity Stone. Right now. Let's go. Ooh-wah.
But I can't really think of any Marvel, other than maybe the Vulture at this point.
Ooh, Spider-Man. The long haired spider, and I squashed it! Ooh, yeah.
You got great ass!
What was that?
I forgot what movie that, what's his face did it? Jamie, you know what movie that Al Pacino did that famous line? She got a great ass! No.
Is that Any Given Sunday?
No, it wasn't.
He was in that, though.
Yeah, he was. He was the coach. He was.
He wasn't like,
"Hey, Jimmy Fox, I gotta tell you something. You got a great ass."
I forgot who he was in that movie.
I know it wasn't Scent of a Woman because he was blind.
But if you look at, just go up on YouTube.
You smell it.
That smell. You got a great ass. Just goes up to the ass. He just starts smelling it.
Well, let me tell you something, Robin.
Oh, sorry. Chris O'Donnell was in Temple of Winter.
Oh,
kind of
playing favorites,
though. Ah, yes, playing favorites. So,
Mitchie, we want to know.
Do you want to play the... Are you waiting for your theme song? Is that what it was?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
James, you're fired.
I know.
What's your favorite song? What's your favorite show? What's your favorite movie? 'Cause Mitchie wants to know. What's your favorite video game when you were six? This is Playing Favorites. This is Playing Favorites.
Before we start, I do have a
plan favorites.
Damn it, Ted, stop interrupting Ted.
I guess. I forgot to tell Jamie that I pressed the button again to stop it. But when we did like a kind of a pseudo rehearsal on Saturday, we got to playing favorites. And I couldn't find it or wouldn't play or whatever. So we started in with singing it. And we would go through and go, what's your favorite song, what's your favorite show, what's your favorite movie, because Nick, he wants to know. And he got really, really annoyed that I said Nicky instead of Nick.
So, for this week's Playing Favorites, what is your favorite Robin Williams movie?
My favorite?
Yes.
I would probably have to say I would probably go with Awakenings. Awakenings is a really good movie. Though Patch Adams has probably some of the best sex jokes in any movie. Let's go to the audience.
What's that movie where he's like a robot?
Bionicle? I'm joking.
What is it?
Bicentennial, man. I know it's Bicentennial.
You really like that movie?
None of us know that fan member.
Bicentennial Man, or as I like to call it, an hour and a half of the same story as artificial intelligence. Seriously, they're the same fucking movie. Pretty. Only, you know, Robin Williams only had like 10 seconds in artificial intelligence, where Bicentennial Man, he was in the whole movie.
No Flubber.
Yeah, there's no Flubber.
Honorary mention, Flubber. Yeah. I also saw that movie.
No Fringley?
Oh, I totally forgot Fringley. Wasn't he the bat?
Yep.
Yeah,
he was Batty Coda. My name
He was
is
also
Batty.
In Aladdin, Aladdin as the genie.
Oh. Yep. That one, too.
There you go.
That one above Flubber. That one above Jumanji, and then Jumanji, and then Flubber.
I haven't seen Jumanji forever.
I watched it like a couple months ago.
It's on Netflix right now.
Jumanji.
Still holds up. Like the special effects.
And David Alan Greer, you know, is totally believable as being, you know, something like 30 when the movie starts and then only being about 10 years older as the movie ends.
The stress man gets you.
Yeah.
It's a tough job.
Even though, you know, it's supposed to be 27 years later. He only looks about 10 years older. Well, it's about that time where we have the Us Against Humanity segment.
With, cock.
Cock the other one. Yeah. That works on two levels. Does cock meat is white.
Cock, here we go.
Chicken meat, you know.
Smegma.
Schmegma, the other one we meet?
Yes.
Alright. Joan Rivers.
It's not me, that's Placid.
The other one.
That's it's another good one, actually.
Come on, I was going to say Republicans.
It's not dirty enough.
Yeah, it's not good.
So, Jane, what's the other white meat?
She doesn't have something.
I don't know.
Yeah,
just
say
that one.
Poop.
Poop is brown. And you have tuberculosis.
You are racist now.
Is this magma like the stuff in between? Like,
all right. I'm the show of hands of the guys in the audience who's circumcised.
There's no way I'm going to admit to that.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you admit to it?
Some people might like, you gotta be proud of your dick. Unless your dick is like.
Why would you put it that way?
Because most guys, if you're not circumcised, you know what schmegma is.
I got a crooked dick.
I just don't know how to, like, describe it. I never Google schmegma. I just know what it is.
Schmegma is basically.
Like cheese between, like. Yeah.
It's dick cheese.
Yeah. It's gross.
Jamie's birthmark's dick cheese.
It's like if you don't wash it, you don't.
You know, here's story time. Because you were there when it was explained what schmegma was. Because we were at a friend's house. We were playing Cards Against Humanity. That card came up. And another friend asked what that was to the three vet techs across the table.
I remember there was drinking.
There was a lot of drinking.
All right, then.
All right. But yes, one of our tall friends who broke his pelvis asked what that was, if you remember correctly.
I do.
Yeah. Yes. I hung up on the other day. It's still pretty good.
That's good.
We're almost for the first time in like months.
I have a feeling that would be, I don't know, it would just be a lot of work. Just have to like,
yeah,
and just like clean
it. I mean, just do it in the shower. This is one more trip.
Just guess. Don't get at all.
So at this time, we'd probably go to like Twitter. And look at what Twitter has to say. Yeah.
Hashtag smeg.
No one. I looked at Twitter. No one hashtagged anything. We have the hashtag here. It's hashtag L4TAH.
You know what I did do the equivalent to? It's skinless beef frank and a skinny beef frank. That's what it is.
She probably like do a hashtag.
Take a turtle sweater and just like bring it up here and just like put a little custard right there. That's smeg.
Hashtag humble brother.
And like write out something that can be, you know, that's just letters.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but I could be wrong.
I thought like because like usually when people search for hashtags, they like look for something specific that's like.
Well, that's more so we can look for the hashtag instead of other people.
About hashtag Schmeg. I'm totally for that.
Hashtag Schmeg.
Yeah.
Left for Schmeg.
Left for Schmeg.
I know a post to make now.
All right, well, I bet you there'll be some response for that.
See, Stan, that's why you're not really Jewish. You're not really Jewish. You didn't get circumcised, and I get schmegma all in my mouth. It's nasty.
That's gross, man.
What happened to your bris?
You can't blame me for my parents' mistakes, Mario.
I am so lucky that I forgot what it was, but now I got reminded, and now it's just bad, though.
It's a weird word.
James, Google search schmeg.
No, it's not.
I don't want to see it.
All right, so next week, our Us Against Humanity question is the newest superhero, Blank Man.
There you go.
So, fill in the blank.
Blank Man.
There it is. Copyright.
Yeah, it's copyright.
That's a whole new other.
That's a whole new blank man.
Circumcised man.
Speaking of bad David Allen Greer movies, blank man.
What's a circumcised man just goes around?
Blank man was a classic.
A classic misprint.
Yes, a good classic.
Oh no, not circumcised man.
It's better.
It's uncircumcised, man.
Circumcised me. Where did he go with my foreskin?
He got it. He got it, man. What did you do?
Uncircumcised man! Uncircumcised man!
Trying to make the world a sanitary place, one circumcised dick at a time.
I heard you can't get cancer. I heard it's hard to get penile cancer.
No cancer for me.
Because of the little thing of,
No, wait. No. Hello, Goyim. I'm Bristman.
This guy got a big dick. Time to get the big extra pair here. Just like holding them.
You gotta hold it down.
Hold to the Goyim in my...
You have to put it in a chokehold.
Make sure it doesn't go hard. It rolls up.
It's just what it called.
Don't
just,
arouse him.
It's just, it's a rabbi. That's all it is. It's a rabbi that goes around and just sniffs the dick. Hello, I'm Bruce Mann.
So you're saying he took the white man.
Foreskin.
Ah, foreskin, the other white one.
It goes, Clip. Alright, the other thing.
This segment was brought to you by Pharmaceutical.
If this doesn't give cops just the ammunition to, you know, give us all chemical castration, I don't know what will.
This segment was brought to you by the synagogue in downtown New Haven. We can get all your circumcisions.
Hey.
It's actually a really good dude.
Come on down, give me a good tip.
Can you imagine that, though, like, going home, it's like, so, honey, how was day? Man, a lot of ticks had to circumcise today.
You think you got, like dodged, like, toenails?
You guys ever, heard the Weird Al song, Pretty Fly for a Rabbi?
Do you think they got that over? Do you think they got the little guillotine?
There's this part where, there's this part where they're just like, and he goes, we'll always schlep on down for a wedding or a bris. A bris is the celebration of the little kid getting clipped, the little boy getting clipped. It has to be it's called a bris. So he goes, he'll always schlep on down for a wedding or a bris. They say he's got a lot of chutzpah, he's really quite hip. The parents pay the moil and he gets to keep the tip.
Guys, when I have a son, I'm going to have a bris. Watch my son get his foreskin clipped. Like,
I love these pigs in a blanket.
Whoa! Wow.
God, like my foreskin soup. Soup tastes really good. Yeah, it's foreskin soup. No, Mitch, don't eat the pigs in a blanket. Put it down.
Why is there only one left? The rabbi missed!
Can you imagine if we have pictures that way? You bring my son who's like 18, like when he brings home a prom date. Oh, this is when my son had a bris party.
I didn't know you were Jewish.
No, I'm not. Have an uncircumcised dick cake for a little kid, like he's all like this.
Put on like a necklace.
This is the foreskin, right here.
Dad!
Not the foreskin.
Not the foreskin story. You know how, like, when you get the first haircut, you keep clipping in their hair? Well, I kept his foreskin, you know what I mean? Right here for his book of memoirs and stuff.
He brings a girl over. Just to let you know, I did this for you.
Jamie,
come on, you kept it.
Yeah, I kept it sealed, don't worry.
This is just so no schmegma gets into your mouth. I did this for you.
All right. What's that back in there? Look at that.
Nice
preserve. Yeah.
It made me laugh. I'm sorry.
Stan, we still have Chaim's foreskin. It's in the freezer.
Why do I think of Goldmember when I think of that? You know how he like eats the dry skin?
Oh, yeah. That was gross.
Don't yell, Jane. It's natural. Every boy goes through adult pain.
Apparently, we did it again, guys. We ended the show a half an hour early.
Oh, wow.
That was just an hour.
Maybe we should make it only an hour, though. Yeah, I feel like that would be better instead of,
like you don't want
forcing, like, humor, that'll be dry eventually. Kind of think we joked all about that.
Dry. That's why you need the Schmeck.
What's that?
That's interesting. That'd be awesome.
So, yeah, let's just get all the fucks out of here. fuck, foreskin.
So, we should probably do the intermission now so we can, like, discuss stuff.
Yeah. Well, intermission. It's intermission now, guys. This part's going to be posted onto Left 4 Dead, and I'll post Sportscast Prime, hopefully, or somebody will post Sportscast Prime later on.
Peace.
Here's our intermission show. Oh!